USA Radio News.
Internet users in China are scrambling to get around the government's censorship of protests over COVID shutdowns. They're racing to screenshot and repost content related to those protests, which have been spreading across the country over pandemic policies that have seen people locked in their homes for weeks or even months at a time. Photos and videos posted to social media are among the only ways to get information about those protests. Meanwhile, Ireland is hitting Facebook's parent company with a big fine. The country's Data Protection Commission fined Meta $275 million over a data leak. It was discovered last year and led to more than half a billion users having their personal information posted online. Here in the U.S., the national Christmas tree is being lit up for the first time Tuesday night. Also known as the People's Tree, it sits on the west lawn of the U.S. Capitol. The 78-foot red spruce was brought to Washington from the Pisgah National Forest in western North Carolina. On Wednesday, the tree in Rockefeller Center in New York City will be ceremoniously lit. And between those two things happening, there will likely be some news that's out of this world.
SpaceX is planning a very early morning rocket launch Wednesday from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida. A Falcon 9 rocket is set to go on Complex 40 and is scheduled to lift off for the moon at 3:39 a.m. Eastern. They're sending a private Japanese moon lander to Luna. And if you live in the area, expect sonic booms. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Celebration has been in the air for the first family this past month after the Bidens' granddaughter Naomi tied the knot. And the president's milestone 80th birthday, Thanksgiving seemed to take the pumpkin pie. But the party's not over yet.
The Biden White House will host its first state dinner this week. The White House says French President Emmanuel Macron will participate in a bilateral meeting with President Biden on Thursday before joining the president for a state dinner alongside First Lady Jill Biden. On Wednesday, Macron will visit NASA headquarters alongside Vice President Kamala Harris to highlight the collaboration between the two nations on space exploration and climate. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Approximately 58 of the top 100 medical schools ranked by U.S. News and World Report include critical race theory in their courses and student training. Harvard Medical School has promised to form future doctors who, quote, acknowledge the ways in which racism is embedded in the science and scientific culture and work to redress these long-standing issues, end quote. And the U.S. men's soccer team beat out Iran today 1-0 after the clock elapsed nearly 100 minutes. For USA Radio News, I'm Victoria Idoni.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.